I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. For this next hour, enjoy the music in the chat. Today, my featured artist is Julia Keefe, Nez Perce. She's a nationally acclaimed jazz vocalist, actor, activist, and educator currently based in New York City. She earned her master's in music from Manhattan School of Music in 2019, and she's opened for the likes of 20-time Grammy Award winner Tony Bennett and 4-time Grammy Award winner Esperanza Spalding. She's dedicated her life to preserving the memory and legacy of the late, great Mildred Bailey, and she's also spearheading the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band. Today we're talking about her EP, Nobody Else But Me, and kicking things off is Don't Rain on My Parade, today on Gino.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring about a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring about a cloud to rain on my parade. I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum. Your turn at bat, sir, at least I didn't fake it. Hat, sir, I guess I didn't make it. But whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or the freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly, once I gotta try, once only can die, once right, sir. Ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring about a cloud to rain on my
on my parade, from Julia Keefe's Nobody Else But Me, released in 2022 to great critical acclaim. Welcome back. You're listening to Gino.
I'm your host, Brett Mabee, coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. And once again, I'm excited for my conversation with the award-winning songwriter, vocalist. She's an activist, actress. You name it, she does it. The one and only Julia Keefe. Welcome to Gynote today. Nyawiskanot. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. Kasiaoya.
Like I was mentioning to you in our little bit of a pre-chat, this is super exciting for me on a number of different levels. I recently came across your work as I saw Delbert Anderson talking about the Big Band project that you were getting out there and advertising here a few months back. And I want to talk about how that's all coming together. I see that you have a love of Mildred Bailey, and I love the influence that she's had in jazz. And these are the kinds of conversations we need to be having. You have a special relationship with her. We definitely need to get some of that conversation in as well. Of course, we're going to talk primarily about Nobody Else But Me, the songs that we're featuring today. However, let's start at the beginning, and if you would please oblige, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a member of the Nez Perce tribe out of Idaho. I was born in Seattle, Washington, and I spent most of my upbringing in the Pacific Northwest, some time on my tribe's reservation in Kamiai, Idaho, and then my junior high and high school years in Spokane, Washington. But I started getting into jazz as, you know, like a four-year-old.
Oh, wow.
So my mom had a Billie Holiday greatest hits CD set. It was her Decca recordings greatest hits. And so she would put it on, and I just remember listening to it as, you know, a tiny child. I think it's my first musical memory, aside from, you know, music from 101 Dalmatians. But the music of Billie Holiday really stuck with me. It was really striking to me, and her melodies really became earworms and were sort of the haunting melodies of my childhood. But haunting in like a good way.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember, you know, this song, the one that stayed with me the most was a song called No More. And it's such an angular melody. It goes to such interesting places harmonically. And it's an odd tune for a four-year-old to get latched onto. But it stayed with me throughout my childhood. And it wasn't until we moved up to Spokane and I started, you know, singing in choirs and getting more of that sort of formal education in music that I started to dive back into it, and I was like, had to find this melody. And then I found it again, you know, as gosh, I had to have been like maybe 13 or 14. And it was a song that I had to learn for myself. No More by Billie Holiday. It's so beautiful. It's, you ain't gonna bother me no more. Know how. It's such a weird melody,
yeah,
but so good. And it was around that time that I started competing at the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival at the University of Idaho. And like, jazz actually has a very prominent place in the music education system out here in the Pacific Northwest because of the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival. It became an international festival. Some of the biggest names in jazz were coming through as guest educators and adjudicators and performers. So, you know, in junior high, I started competing as a solo vocalist. And every year was just my planning, my scheduling was just focused on competing at Lionel Hampton. I would go to some jazz camps over summer. There were two jazz camps that I would go to. I would go to the Janis Borla Vocal Jazz Camp out of Naperville, Illinois, and then I would go to the Eastern Washington University Jazz Dialogue Camp. And at each of those camps, I would choose a song at each of them that would be like my Lionel Hampton tune. And then I would work on those two songs the rest of the year until Lionel Hampton, that takes place in February. So I was such a jazz nerd and like completely focused on competing at Lionel Hampton. And the first couple of years at the festival, I didn't do very well, but it was all about the strategy, right? It was like, okay, like I'm going to work on this and I'll go to these camps and I'll work on these music.
You get a better idea just by participating, right?
Exactly. But participating and then reading the notes from the adjudicators and watching other people compete, it was like a big chess match for me of like, okay, like I'm now just competing with myself each year. Like, how do I beat what I did the year before?
Rhythm. you just get into the groove, right?
Absolutely. And it was just such an amazing educational experience. And I think it just instilled a drive and a persistence in me of like, you know, no matter what the score is, no matter what the comments are, no matter what people say, I'm going to keep trying.
Sure.
And it's not about the other vocalists that I'm competing against. It's about, you know, myself of yesterday or yesteryear. Like, how do I beat that girl?
And that's the kind of thing that a young listener tuned into Gyno needs to hear, you know? I mean, to hear it straight from somebody who, again, understands how that process goes, you know?
Yeah, no, and, you know, and it ended up, I mean, I can sit here as a, you know, soon-to-be 33-year-old looking back over, you know, my life so far, and it's like, you know, that sort of persistence and that self-determination has paid off in a lot of substantial ways. So by the time that I was a senior, I ended up winning at Lionel Hampton. So that was after, like, you know, 6 years of competing, and then I you know, graduated as a winner of Lionel Hampton.
Sure.
And then I went on to study jazz voice at the University of Miami, Miami, Florida. And that was another, you know, instance of, oh man, you know, people will tell you, you know, you're just another jazz singer, or you're just another this or just another that, like trying to cut you down. But it really is about your belief in yourself and your belief in the you of tomorrow that keeps you going forward.
Julia, hold that thought. We're going to get back into the tunes. I mean, we could go on like this forever, you know what I mean?
But, I know.
So we're going to definitely pick right back up where we left off. Because obviously, you know, you found that certain something, that essence that only you can provide. And you're continuing to do incredible things with your art. You've opened up for Tony Bennett and Esperanza Spalding, who I already expressed I'm a huge fan of as well. And so we'll talk all about this and nobody else but me. At this time, let's get back into the tunes. Now, of course, you were kind enough to provide me with a couple of recommendations. And in this case, I certainly learned some new musicians. So we're going to be hearing Molly Obomsawin before our time is up. She has a new project coming out. You can tell me about that a little bit as well. Also, another name that you gave me was Ngozi Fields. And I had kind of a fun, serendipital kind of mycorrhizal fruiting through Western centuries. So maybe we can talk on that a little bit as well. We're going to get right back into the tunes. Coming at you right now, Turn It Up and Sing Along with the title track from Julia Keefe's 2020, Nobody Else But Me. Asara Norde, you're listening to Gyno.
I want to be no one but me. I'm in love with a lover who likes me the way I am. I got my faults, he likes my faults. I'm not very bright, he's not very bright. He thinks I'm grand, that's grand for me. He may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care, say we? When he holds me close, close as we can be, I tell the lad that I'm thankful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else but me. I wanna be no one else but me. I'm in love with a lover who likes me the way I am. I've got my faults, he likes my faults. I'm not very bright and he's not very bright. He thinks I'm grand and that's grand for me. He may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care, say we? When he holds me close, close as we can be, oh, I tell the lad that I'm thankful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else but me. Thank you.
What do we care, say we, when he holds me close, close as we can be? Oh, I tell the lad that I'm thankful and I'm glad. I tell the lad I'm thankful and I'm glad. I'm nobody else but me. I'm nobody else, I'm nobody else, I'm nobody else but me.
Hey, this is Samantha Crane, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Makes it weird that I
Everything's cool. Molly O'Bomswin and Lula Wiles. Coming by way of recommendation from today's featured artist, Julia Keefe. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Guy Note. What about Molly O'Bomswin do people have to know, Julia?
Molly O'Bomswin is a phenomenal songwriter and singer and bass player, guitarist. She's a member of the Odinak Nation. And she is, I met her through another project, but we've become really fast friends. She's the bass player in our new big band, the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band. But she also has launched a new project called Sweet Tooth, and that new album is going to be coming out here soon. It's all of her own original compositions. She's a really great free jazz player, and just really loves, you know, improvised playing and really just playing free. And she's an activist. She's a real like fighter for her people. Molly is just one of the coolest humans I've ever met, so I hope people get hip to her music and her life as a human. She's just awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you again for bringing her and her music to my attention. Of course, that helps to, I think, really strengthen the community. And I like to really emphasize that as well. It's peers supporting one another. And to me, that's kind of the beauty of the Indigenous music scene, or at least the potential thereof to kind of rewrite some of those rules. You know what I mean? So, Julia, let's get back into our conversation. Of course, you've done a lot of incredible things. You taught at Gonzaga as well. You went on to get your master's out in Manhattan, right? You live out there currently. Let's shift a little bit and talk specifically about this album, Nobody Else But Me. What does this work represent to you?
This was my great celebration of graduating from Manhattan School of Music. So I was teaching at Gonzaga, and it was while I was there that I was like, you know what, I think I want to go back and get my master's. You know, it had been about 5 years between my undergrad and my decision to go back for my master's. And Manhattan School of Music was the only place I applied to. It was the only place I auditioned for. And I was one of two vocalists who got in to the program, which was just a huge feat and a big source of pride for me in my life. But, you know, grad school is hard. and you know, I was put through the ringer, and it was beautiful. It was such a great education, but it was also, you know, coming towards the end of my time at my master's, I had this sort of panic attack of like, okay, well, now who am I? Like, who am I as a musician? What is the music that I like? Yeah. You know, what do I do with this now? And I had written these arrangements and I had done this work, you know, through my master's program under, you know, the tutelage of Theo Bleckman and Joe Laurie and Kate McGarry, Phil Markowitz, Dave Liebman, just some stellar musicians on the scene. And I was just like, you know what, I'm going to book a date to put together this EP. And it was Joe Laurie. She was a backup singer for Sting. She's an amazing Australian jazz vocalist, really virtuoso of the field. And she, I was talking to her about it, and she was like, you know, Julia, this is now your time to just do things that you love. You know, you're not in school anymore. You're not getting critiqued or assessed. This is your time to shine. And so I grabbed these arrangements that were ones that I really worked hard on and I love to sing and I love to work on. And I put them together. And so it really is sort of like a love song to that crazy 2 years in grad school. And it was supposed to serve as just like a launch into the relaunch of my professional career. But of course, we released it on February 14th, 2020.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah. Say no more. So, we know what happens less than a month later. You know?
Exactly.
Go figure.
It really, but I mean, even though we couldn't do any sort of tour, we couldn't do anything like that, it still has served as such a beautiful reminder of, you know, what you can accomplish and what you can celebrate of your accomplishments, even in the midst of turmoil and unrest and uncertainty. Like, I still have these tracks that I can look back to and say, ah, yeah, like, you know what? I am a professional, yeah. And I did a thing, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You'd never be able to tell that this was your first time in a studio. I mean, this is a real classy collection of tunes. I love your arrangements. You can tell you're having fun. And I instantly became enchanted with the singing and the tunes. And I'm excited to get back in. We can come back and talk a little bit about future plans as well. You have some really cool things happening, especially with the Native Big Band and the Mildred Bailey Project. So we got to try and get some of that in as well. So before getting into this next track, we're going to be hearing from Blue Moon Marquee and their Fever Flickering Flame before this block is up. I also, once again, have some Mildred Bailey coming your way. But I was wondering if you could help introduce this next track. It is You and the Night and the Music from Nobody Else But Me.
Oh, yeah. You and the Night and the Music was a tune that I learned in high school. I know that, you know, Frank Sinatra's recorded it. I know it's a really well-known and wonderful tune. But I worked on this arrangement, and in the studio, man, we had so much fun. It's a great tune. It features Augie Haas on trumpet. And it was a really, really great experience to get in the can, as it were.
Blue and the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music are done? Under the pale light dawning in daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away those stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have you? La da 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 da